the rest of the story. There was not much room in old Fred Williams' apartment to begin with. Barely enough for him alone. But when he saw this homeless mute shivering out in the street last winter, Fred brought him back to his flat, gave him a meal, a place to sleep for the night. And before he knew it, Fred Williams had a permanent roommate. Now, friends warned that his destitute guest would get Fred in trouble one day. Fred replied that some things are more important than staying out of trouble. Weeks went by, and sure enough, Fred's landlord did find out. This sort of thing was not permitted. The apartment owner informed his tenant there were shelters all over Chicago that dispensed this sort of hospitality, but not in his apartment building. You want to be a do-gooder, do your good somewhere else. He told Fred, either your friend goes or you're both homeless. Well, old Fred didn't feel too welcome himself after that. In fact, he was just wondering what in the world to do next when an even greater threat crept up silently from the shadows. And that brings us to the rest of the story. Fred Williams is a sound sleeper. He's sleeping soundly the night of May 17 until from the depths of some forgotten dream, he heard a voice beckoning him, a voice from the real world, an urgent cry from the once homeless house guest that Fred had believed to be mute. Fred was being hollered at and shaken and slapped in the face, and then he smelled the smoke. In an instant, he was bowled upright in bed, and moments later, he was groping through the gloom. Now let's flash forward. Fred Williams, dazed and coughing, is safely out in the street in front of his burning two-flat. Firefighters are bodily restraining him. Let me go, Fred insists. Someone is still inside. He calls out to his roommate. No answer. And then Fred realizes, as he was being led from the blaze, he had somehow remembered the bell, and he had grabbed this bell. It was still in his hand, and now trembling curbside, tears streaming down his face, Fred rang that little bell with all of his might. After a seeming eternity of seconds, the once homeless, once mute, forever friend who had saved his life came stumbling from the burning building. The two of them, unharmed by the fire, embraced, have since found a place to stay where both of them are welcome. Fred calls it a miracle. What it was a life for a life. For once upon a spring night, the bread cast upon the waters returned to Fred Williams with a cry of alarm in his sleeping ear. By the way, the rescued who became rescuer, found cold and starving in a city byway last February, was summoned to dinner each night in Fred's apartment by the ringing of this dinner bell, the same sound that one night led him through the smoke to safety, reuniting Fred Williams and Sunkissed, his miraculous, no longer homeless calico cat. Now you know the rest of the story.